So the question was asked, being that tonight on Hoshana Rabbah we are being completely sealed off, what are we supposed to do? So the Sfardim spend the night saying they're special, they have it set up, they say different parts of Zohar, and they read all of Mishnah Torah, they read all of the Book of Devarim, they have special things that they say tonight. As Ashkenazim, so we don't have that. So what do? So we do mitzvos, we've been doing that of Sukkot, and we're getting ready, that's it, the Yom Tov's almost over. Tomorrow Simchat Torah, we're going to conclude after Hoshana Rabbah, tomorrow morning, I mean, in the morning is going to be Hoshana Rabbah, and then 24 hours from now, we're going to be sitting, dancing in Simchat Torah, and we will conclude the reading of the Torah and start a new reading of the Torah. We're in the process of a new year. We had Rosh Hashanah, then we had 10 days where we were focused on getting better for Yom Kippur, and then we sealed it all off with Yom Kippur. And now, so to speak, we got back to regular life. We're busy with Yom Tov, buying our lulav, our esrog, building our sukkah. We're sitting in sukkahs. We had days of Chol Hamoed. And now tonight, up in heaven, at some point tonight, they're sealing us off. So at some point tomorrow, we're going to be sealed for how much rain we're going to have. And it is going to be sealed off what kind of year we're going to have. So, in essence, we don't find in the halacha that it says, do A or B or C. It says we have tefillot like Yom Tov, and we have minagim to say different things tonight. So whatever I'm going to say is going to have to be my own invention, because it doesn't say it anywhere. It says we have a custom to say this and a custom to say that, so we say that. But I think that if we're going to say, well, what do we do now to prepare? Tonight is the sealing. So I think, and this is my own thought, I didn't see that it says it anywhere. You're right. You're saying, hey, tonight's the end, and now the year begins, so then what are we doing now? So we're doing something very good. We're sitting in a sukkah, we're performing one mitzvah. We're learning Torah, we're performing another mitzvah. What could be better? At the same time, maybe we should take advantage of this time to think, well, Yom Kippur came, and Rosh Hashanah came in Yom Kippur, and we thought we're going to do A and B and C, and we're going to wake up on time, and we had a lot of thoughts we thought we'd get to do, and now we had 7 days to test them out. We're standing now, it's 11 days after Yom Kippur, and how are we doing? where were we Yom Kippur, and where are we now? I remember at some point we must have been married, I don't know if 2 weeks or 2 months, I said to my wife, you know, we had all these plans. We're going to be married and do A, B, C, and D. Our house is going to look like this and like that. Why are we holding 2 months into marriage? Have we already forgotten? I asked her, I'm asking myself, compared to what we wanted, where are we today? So I think that's the type of thing which a person is supposed to ask himself throughout the year, but it's especially good if a person pauses now as we enter the conclusion of the night. A person thinks before he goes to bed, okay, where am I holding? How far have I gone? And how am I going to move forward? What's left for me to do? Or how am I going to ensure that it works? Did I bite off too much? Did I think I'm going to accomplish too much? That's what I, as far as my perspective, I've spent the time thinking, okay, what now what? Right? I wanted A, B, and C. How much of that did I do? And how much of that didn't I do? And to an extent, we could take advantage and not let the dreams of Yom Kippur just go up in smoke. Meaning, Yom Kippur, we're standing in Ela, we think, okay, Rabban Shem, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. And then comes the next morning, or even that night, suddenly it didn't work. So we could just say, okay, better luck next year. Or we could say, no, wait a second, well, how am I going to make it work? Now let's see, how much of it can I make work and how will I make it work? So I think that's something which a person could do on Hoshana Rabbah by night. Aside from the minhag of reading the Book of Devarim, aside from that, and the other things that the Sfardim have to read, bottom line, let's think for a second. We're all in his hands, and that's part of the idea of Sukkot. We sit in our house, we feel like, hey, I control this. I don't have to worry about the heat or the sun. I have my four walls. I'm okay. And then we come out here and we're reminded, wait a second. And that's okay. I'm in his hands. So when I was in the desert, it was more blatant. I needed the Anonei HaKavod. And today, it's not so obvious. But let's remember, we are in his hands. So then, even when it comes to rain, what control do we have over that? So I think that's what I would, that's what I have been trying to do and hope to do. And that's what I think every person should probably do. Just think about how to really do our end of the deal. We know what we asked the Ribono Shel Olam for. We know what we're going to ask tomorrow in davening. We discuss, Hashem, please give us rain, and Hashem, give blessing to Am Yisrael. Every day we say, Sim Shalom, give peace, Toba, Uvacha, good blessing. Every day we know what we're asking. But we should, I think, take advantage of the time to think, what are we going to do? After Sukkot, we have Behab. In the first Monday of Cheshvan, so it's customary to fast over what the Jewish people did over Yom Tov. We assume that the Jewish people over Yom Tov weren't doing so hot. Everyone had off, everyone was going around, the boys, girls, whatever it was, the things weren't the way they should have been. So let's think about it. Where are we? And how are we going to move forward? So that's an individual thought each person has to have. For Am Yisrael, Baklal, I don't know, maybe now is also a good time. I don't know. I mean, it's always important, it's always good. But I think also now is a good time for each person to think for himself. No one's looking. How have I done the last 11 days? And how am I going to make it work? Not just, okay, Ribono Shel Olam, tomorrow will be better. How? Every person has to think practically, well, how am I going to make it work? That's what I think. And sometimes a person might come to the conclusion, I was barking up the wrong tree. I thought I have to work on getting up for Vasikin every day. Maybe there's no point in my getting up for Vasikin every day. That's not my job in this world. I'm going to shoot all my learning. I see every time I get up for Vasikin, I have to nap for 2 hours in the morning, then I can't learn. That wasn't what I should have been working on. Maybe I should work on not yelling at my roommate, or calling my parents to wish them good Shabbos, or focusing in my learning, or giving tzedakah the way I should, or being more honest, or whatever each person, what he has to work on. But at the end of the day, we have 11 days, so let's think where we got to. That's what I would think. But again, that's my own guess, that's my own invention. It's what I understand based upon what Chazal teaches us in other instances, so that's what makes sense to me here. But I haven't seen anyone that says specifically this or that with regard to tonight. I don't know of any source.